The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Well, just when the whole primary process was getting boring, the American electorate springs another surprise. Hillary Clinton survives, the campaign goes on, but now prepare yourself for the biggest surprise of all.
In this campaign, we will not stand for the politics that uses religion as a wedge and patriotism as a bludgeon.
Yes, prepare yourself for a completely positive campaign. More after this. It's now down to a three-way race for the presidency, and in conceding yesterday, Republican Mike Huckabee noted that so far, the voters seem to have rewarded civility.
The two campaigns that I believe have been run in the most civil manner are the two in the Republican Party that have lasted on their feet to the final.
And the man who beat him promised to maintain that level of civility.
Our campaign must be and will be more than another tired debate of false promises, empty sound bites, or useless arguments from the past.
And it's the same thing on the Democratic side.
I will not allow us to be distracted by the same politics that seeks to divide us with false charges and meaningless labels.
And indeed, so far, there have been a few barbs in the debates, a few ads with ominous music, but usually it's stuff like, well, last night it was whose donors gave the least money.
Someone who didn't have much money to spare, but sent me $10 for my campaign.
She sent me an envelope with a money order for $3.01.
Obama wins by $6.99. I also noticed an attempt at trademark infringement.
And here's our answer. Yes, we will.
Yes, co-opting the opposition's chant. Will it stop there? Of course it will, because they're all senators, and they are steeped in the tradition of stately discourse that is the upper chamber.
The contest begins tonight.
I give them until Pennsylvania. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, March 5th, 2008.